This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, been a while. Things have been preventative. But joining me again from his palatial enclave in beautiful Austin, Texas, where the streets are lined with unicorn dreams and marijuana, is Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, as always.
I want to come and visit you just so I can pull up a couple of rocks in the street and just bring them home. I'll make a lot of money just off of that.
Off of the unicorn tier
marijuana cobblestones that I've heard line the streets of Austin, Texas.
Yeah, it's a unique place. I'll give you that. I'm not sure about what our rocks are worth, but we have the live music capital of the world anyway. That's what people say.
Well, every time I think about that, I think about that guy that was driving around out there in one of the BLM or Antifa, put an AK in his window and got killed for his trouble. Was that during a music festival?
No, that was okay. During a Black Lives Matter protest.
Okay. Well, all right. Anyway. I guess I need to pay better attention to certain things. You were gone last week, and that's why we couldn't get a hold of you. Where did you go to? Was it a good deal? Was it good fun?
It was fun. I was lucky enough to be invited to a gun site in Arizona by the folks at Crimson Trace, and it was my first time there. And it's pretty much everything people say it is. It's quite an operation.
You know, there's gun site, Thunder Ranch. What else would you consider to be a iconic school to go to?
I hear Frontside is very good. I haven't been there. Haven't been to Thunder Ranch.
Thunder Ranch is for sale.
Is it?
Yeah.
I had not heard that.
I don't know. I don't know what the Smiths are going to do, but it's for sale. And I think it may be. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is going on with that, but.
Yeah, but that's a beautiful part of Arizona. You know, it's north of a couple hours north of Phoenix, so it's cooler, it's dry, it's very nice, and they run a really professional operation there. So if any of your listeners ever get the chance, I would highly recommend a visit and, you know, maybe enrolling one of their classes because their instructors there are absolutely top-notch.
Now, because I want to give the topic I wanted to ask you about first, I'm not going to ask you about right now because I've taken up some of that time finding out where you went.
Okay.
So let's talk about the feds decided the feds won't charge the undercover Fed, armed Fed, discovered at the Fed rally. This was the supposed January the 6th rally that was supposed to be a... this is where we were, all of us Trump supporters were supposed to meet up there with our insurrectionist ways, once again bringing no guns and milling about and being very polite and everything and being insurrection-y and all that other stuff. And instead, some of the pictures I see looks like a really bad, you know, I didn't know guys wore shorts like that. I haven't seen shorts like that since my dad wore them.
Yeah. the whole thing appears to have been one huge clown show where actual protest attendees were vastly outnumbered by cops and the media.
By the plants.
Yeah, exactly. And very thinly disguised feds were there to look like your average or what a fed's idea of an average January 6th protester might look like. It looks like a Vineyard Vine store had exploded all over these guys.
They were all wearing the same sunglasses.
Yeah, they're all wearing the same sunglasses. They're all wearing the same watches. They all have pretty much the same haircut. They're all wearing shorts, and they all had big bulges in their pockets.
Bermuda
their
shorts.
Handguns. Yeah, exactly.
That's probably why they had to wear Bermuda shorts.
Yeah. I mean, it was such a clown show. And anyway, as we embedded the video where somebody noticed the gun on some guy, and a bunch Capitol Police officers who were dressed like Starship Troopers members.
Yeah, they sure do.
Him and said, "Sir, do you have a gun?" He said, "Yeah." He raised his hands. He goes, "Oh, my badge is in my front pocket." And you can see them pull it out and look at it, and then they all escorted him out. Well, he was just another undercover fed, because that's pretty much all that went to this thing. And the AP actually wrote a story letting everybody know that the feds did not decide to charge this undercover fed who's on fed business on fed land.
I'm looking at this picture. One of these guys is wearing Crocs, which... Nothing wrong with Crocs. I wouldn't wear them into what might be a combat operation or anything, but one of the undercover Bermuda guys, he's wearing Crocs. I'm like, okay.
Nothing
wrong with Crocs. I own a pair of Crocs. I have no problem with Crocs.
No, I have no problem with Crocs either. And if that's what these guys consider
combat wear.
Wear for mobility and maneuverability, good luck.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
The internet had lots of fun making fun of these guys. And
do these Starship Trooper outfits, do they have any ballistic properties to them to where they will repel bullets coming at them?
The way these guys are dressed in full riot gear, I'm guessing they've got some level 3 or level 4 armor underneath those outer plastic plates.
They've got nice polyglass shields and everything.
Yeah, I hadn't seen those glass shields before, so you could hold them up and see through them. That's nice. The feds get all the coolest stuff. But yeah, it was just one big joke, and I think that I don't think the feds came off looking too good after whenever I see this,
this always lays all of those conspiracy theories that I hear all the time, where just when I begin to say, oh, maybe there might be something to this, when
right,
I see
everybody
how inept they are at being undercover.
this is all just a big trap set by the feds, that they organized this whole thing. People were saying and don't go, and pretty much nobody did go, and the only people who were there were the media and feds, and just a few odds and ends who showed up, probably more than anything else, just to see what was going to happen, and nothing did.
So, with this Border Patrol agent, was he legally carrying a gun there? Was he in some capacity where he could legally carry a gun to this?
They, of course, didn't say, but I'm guessing if you're a federal agent, you're probably okay to carry a gun on federal property.
Okay.
And I'm sure that he was part of the security operation there that day, just undercover, but clearly not nearly undercover enough.
Yeah. Hang on for a minute. We're coming up on the first break. You can find this. This is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com, along with about 25 other articles. We're going to cover as many of them as we can cover in this amount of time. This is Lock and Load.
we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. GCNTeam.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And you got a couple of nuggets on here. Now, I may want to write an article for you. And it would probably be considered to be satirical. But it would probably be titled, God Help Me, But I Want to Beat Up Brian Stelter.
But, what has you all hot and bothered about Mr. Stelter?
Well, he's at CNN, and all of CNN has me hot and bothered. It could be, we could easily have Don Lemon in there. Chris Cuomo, I wouldn't mind throwing him in there because he thinks he's something. Chris Cuomo thinks he's a bad boy. And I got bad news for you. It's, you know, not everybody's going to back down from you if you roll up on him.
It wouldn't be fair to beat up on Don Lemon because, you know, that would be bullying the intellectually deficient.
Well, who cares?
That wouldn't be a fair fight.
Who cares? Sometimes you do things just for the satisfaction. Anyway, here's this article. It's by the guy Larry Keene from NSSF. CNN finally figures out that it isn't the guns. Or the media make it clear the problem isn't the guns, it's you. So
yeah.
What do we see here? What do we see here?
Well, CNN's posted a couple of articles in recent days, one of which we noted was as part of our quote of the day this morning, that drew a comparison between China and the U.S. and noted that both China and the U.S. were born out of armed conflict, but they've taken diametrically opposed stances on gun control. Basically, what they did was they drew a moral equivalence between China and the U.S. and noted that while the U.S. Allows gun rights to almost everyone, China doesn't at all, has far less gun violence. Now, what they don't talk about is the fact that China, after China's armed conflict, you know, that was a communist takeover that killed 40, 50, 60 million people and then disarmed all of them.
Right.
And, you know, if you're caught with a firearm now, even a toy firearm in China, you go away for a long time. We tend to take a different approach here and allow people the freedom to protect themselves and their families. And as the founder so wisely reasoned, an armed society is a bulwark against tyranny. The last thing that Mao, back in the 40s or the current leaders over there want is the ability of the people to rise up against them or to defy them in any way. We have a different, we take a different stance over here. So basically it's the difference between dangerous or risky freedom and ostensibly safer servitude in China. And I'll take what we have every time.
So wherein is their problem? Should we, are they saying, is the media out there trying to put this thought out that we should be allowing ourselves to be set up like China?
I think there's a fair number of people in the media who envy the control that the Chinese system exerts over its populace. And as part of that, the lack of access to firearms that the average Chinese citizen has, I think there's a fair number of them like that. But as Mr. Keene points out in this, it goes back to the old saying, it's not about gun control isn't about guns, it's about control. And increasingly there is gun control has become a part of the culture war in this country, and the elites and the ruling class don't like the fact that the average citizen has all those icky guns and is such a Class A type of person as to hunt, as to own guns, as to carry guns, as to presume to defend themselves when attacked, defend their own homes. That should all be left to the police. All of our intellectual and moral betters tell us, yeah, exactly. Just leave all that to the police. There's, you know, the average person has no need for a firearm. They're just too dangerous.
I mean,
they'll only be taken away from us and used against us.
Why doesn't, you know what you need to do? The truth about guns needs to create the leftist checklist, right? And this needs to be a checklist that the rest of us carry. But we need to also be able to, you know, pass it out to them, because while they're out there telling us to leave it to the police, aren't they out there trying to defund the police?
Yeah.
In Minnesota, they just fought a big court case so they can defund the police and replace the police.
Yeah, there seems to be something of a contradiction there. We're going to defund the police. We're going to fail to prosecute a whole class of criminals. But at the same time, they want to ban ghost guns. They want to, Beto says he wants, hell yes, we're coming for your guns. A lot of them, of our moral betters, would like to ban so-called assault weapons and let the average person call the police and wait 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, an hour until the police arrive. The ever more burdened police who have more work than they can handle.
Yeah. And, I want to ask you about this. I'll ask you about this in the opening of the next one. We don't have time to do this. I need to point out where you work, sir. So, Dan is the editor-in-chief at a place called thetruthaboutguns.com. It is a website that is unlike any other aggregator of gun culture news out there. And you need to go there to stay in the loop all the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is debating a $3.5 trillion budget package that Democrats are calling human infrastructure. Senate Majority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell warns of tax increases that he claims will come with the bill.
Tax hikes on small business. Tax hikes on family farms. Tax hikes on Americans that would shatter the pledge to spare people earning less than $400,000 a year. Tax hikes that would put even more Americans into unfair double taxation of the death tax.
Authorities in Florida say Brian Laundrie was possibly spotted on a deer cam. He is Gabby Petito's fiancé and a person of interest in the Florida woman's disappearance. Laundrie spotted about 500 miles northwest of his home in Northport. USA Radio News. A high-profile autopsy will be taking place today.
The body found in Wyoming near Grand Teton National Park is suspected of that being of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The body will undergo an autopsy today to determine the identity and cause of death. Forensic pathologist Priya Banerjee on Fox News explains what science may reveal.
You know, as we know, today is going to be absolutely critical. The first thing to consider is that if we think about when she was last communicated with late August, that leaves quite a bit of time for her to be deceased and for the body to decompose. So that's going to make things a little bit more challenging.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Johnson & Johnson coronavirus booster shot seems to be effective when given 2 months after the first dose. The New Jersey-based company saying its booster shot is 94% effective in the United States and increases antibody levels. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And I want to ask you a question about something. I've been watching this for the last week or something, and I don't really follow that much news that has nothing to do with rights or gun rights or anything else. But who was Gabby Petito, and why is the media so transfixed with what's happened to her? And I'll tell you why I'm asking that question.
Okay.
Well, I mean, my father introduced Susan Smith to her husband before they got married. He hired Susan Smith. My father used to be a middle manager for Winn-Dixie, and he hired them she was the hostess of a grand opening of a Winn-Dixie store. So when that whole Susan Smith thing happened in the 90s and the entire country just stopped operating for the whole time while the Susan Smith drama dragged on, I was sort of fascinated by it because I knew David Smith, and I had met her just walking by to get her to sign a piece of paperwork because I think she was a bookkeeper too. But beyond that, I was just shocked at how much time they were giving this. And I looked at that, and then I looked at Newtown, how much time they gave that. Now, I know why they gave Newtown all the time. They gave Newtown the time to make us think that those kind of rampage killings happen all the time, and it worked. 56% of America thought that those kind of rampage killings happened all the time on a regular basis, and that part of it worked. And they thought they had their wind at their backs to push some gun control in 2013. It just didn't work out that way. But why do you think we look at these stories like, I'm sure this young lady was a fine human being, and it's horrible what may have happened to her or something. But, I mean, what about those 13 Marines? What about what's happening in Afghanistan? What about how many serial killers are running around in the United States today doing unspeakable things? I mean, why aren't we, and even Fox News has fallen into this.
It's not always clear what and why certain stories grab the headlines. To be fair, I hadn't even heard of this Petito woman until I got back from Arizona on the weekend.
Right. Right.
And I was sort of out of things last week while I was at Gunsight. And I still don't know anything about the story, just that there was some woman who was lost and they apparently found what they think is her remains. And the boyfriend is apparently a suspect. I literally know nothing about this. But I've just seen a couple of photos of her and the two of them together. I assume that the story is because, you know, she's a young, attractive female and disappeared out of the blue. And those types of stories tend to catch people's attention, especially in a social media age when everybody has a voice, everybody can comment, everybody can posit a theory as to what happened to her and what she may have been doing, you know, that hasn't been publicized, and you know, it's all a bunch of garbage, mostly. You know, virtually no one who is writing or tweeting or Instagramming about her has ever met her, knows anything about her. All they know is this some woman who's missing. I don't know where she's from. Apparently they found her, I think, in Wyoming somewhere. I don't know if she's from Wyoming. I don't know anything about it. But you're right. Why does that all of a sudden get as much attention and ink as... Or more so than, let's say, this past weekend, yet again, 45 people were shot in Chicago, 8 people died. It happens every weekend, especially in the summer. You know, it goes up. They're on a record pace. More deaths. But does that make a headline outside of the city of Chicago? No.
What about this? What about this? The Fed rally that, I mean, that got you guys covered it. And a few conservative outlets covered it, but most people didn't cover it because it was such an embarrassment. And this is the thing. Do they latch onto this as a distraction to keep us? I mean, right now they've got this supposed infrastructure bill going in where they're going to be using the banks and the IRS like a Gestapo unit.
I've heard there are aspects of that in there. I don't know the details. Supposedly, there's some mechanism for people for them to watch transactions in private bank accounts over X number of dollars, which sounds like it's ripe for a lawsuit. Talk about getting people to want to keep their money in their mattress rather than an insured bank. That's a good way to do it. There are also a lot of hurdles. I mean, the Democrats are apparently having all kinds of trouble ramming that through now. You know, the Senate parliamentarians said, you know, the Democrats tried to put an amnesty bill into that. He said they can't do it. And Manchin came out and said, look, I don't think we should even be voting on this till 2022. This is a disaster. Again, Joe Manchin runs the Senate these days, and nothing happens without his okay because the margin of control there is that tight. So, yeah, it's all been very popcorn-worthy watching them try to do all
this. You know, the other thing that I wonder about is that with everything that has happened here lately, everything's been revealed, and I wonder where that tipping point's going to be as we see everything that has been revealed. And, I mean, you had Gail King the other day criticizing Jen Psaki. Ginger Goebbels herself. She was criticizing the White House the way they'd responded to something. That's friendly fire when it's coming that way. And I mean, it's going south for them really, really quick. And I just wonder if this is an attempt to sort of, distract that you're in the news. I mean, I'm not in the news. I'm in commentary. You're in the news, and I wanted to know what you thought about that. So I just found that interesting. I'm sorry as I can be about Gabrielle Petito. But what about these Marines and, the United States is a hard place to live in, especially if you live in a blue city nowadays. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. So, anyway.
It is. To be fair, the Marines did get a huge amount of coverage, as they should have, especially given the circumstances and the disaster that was ongoing over there.
Well, they still got Milley as the head of the Joint Chiefs. He should be taken away right now. Blinken should be taken away. Sullivan should be taken away. A lot of them should be taken away over this stuff. And Milley should be taken away for treason. He should be charged with double treason because he did a bunch of bad things. Anyway, let me tell everybody how to find you, if you would, please, sir. And we'll pick it up on the other side. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. Long have I used them. And now that I've got him coming on, I don't use them anymore. I just bring him on and we talk about what's going on. But thetruthaboutguns.com, go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. He is the editor-in-chief there. And I saw this, and I you know, at the opening paragraph of the article was interesting in that, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, this is clickbaity. But you have an article called Beware the Most Dangerous Gun Salesman. Now,
yeah,
that's actually, you know, I don't have any problem with that as an article because I go to places all the time. I don't wear a sign that says, hey, I do a radio show about guns. I have a YouTube channel about guns. I shoot guns. I'm sponsored by companies that build guns. I don't wear that, and I get talked to all kinds of ways. But then I listen to them give information to other people, and it's always the same kind of information. Very rarely do I see any deviation. Like for a female coming in, they're always recommending the Smith & Wesson 642,
the J frame.
Yeah.
Which is a great gun.
It's a great gun. Five shots, great gun, five shots. Great gun, five shots. I mean, nowadays, in the age of Antifa and BLM and all these, I mean, it's not even the P365, which I deride people for carrying that all the time. But it has 12 shots. Great gun, only 12 shots. Great gun, small, tiny, itty-bitty, 12 shots. 12 shots is the selling thing, though, if you buy the right magazines for it. So, you know, I listen to some of this stuff sometimes, and I do have problems with some gun salesmen. Tell me about this one. Tell me about this article. Is this all tongue-in-cheek? Is this real? What were we doing here?
Oh, it's a little of both. But, I mean, if anybody who's spent much time at all in gun stores certainly recognizes these two characters. Patrick Roberts, who wrote this for us, classifies them as the ignoramus and what we call on the radio, the a-hole. The ignoramus is fairly obvious, and it's somebody who gives either very basic, very incomplete, or fuddish recommendations to people. And for the folks who are confused about what a FUD is, and some people are, surprising number of people don't really know what a FUD is. We provided a handy-dandy definition. A gun owner who falsely believes the Second Amendment only applies to the firearms they own or prefer. Oftentimes, they're in favor of so-called common-sense gun control laws targeting what they view as tactical rifles, like the AR-15 or the AK-47. They don't recognize any gun law is an infringement of the Second Amendment as a result of the poor understanding. As a result of their poor understanding of the Constitution's purpose. In other words, their hunting rifle is fine, their shotgun is fine, but those crazy people over there who own ARs carry a 17-round Glock or something like that, that's just insane. So that's the ignoramus of the people who advise people using misleading or incorrect premises, and Patrick even provides a little sample exchange here, and it kind of goes along with what you just said. Salesman, howdy, how can I help you? Female customer, I'm looking for my first handgun. Salesman says, well, your best bet is five-shot snubby revolver. Little lady, it's the perfect gun for a woman. In other words, that 6.42 you just mentioned. And then hopefully someone with a little more knowledge about new shooters and women with smaller hands and less hand strength says, ma'am, you might want to rent one of those and shoot it before you buy one because the recoil can be painful, which a lot of women have found out after buying those guns. And
I've seen a lady lay her hand open using that to qualify with.
Yeah,
and you only got to shoot 50 rounds to qualify.
Yeah, exactly. So there's that. And then there's the a-hole whose only consideration is making the sale or upselling or getting their customers to buy more, no matter what the customer's needs actually are. He may know enough. He may know plenty about guns and all that, but all he cares about is maximizing the return. In fact, is they know the lack of knowledge to advise a customer and refuse to learn and take some classes is what earns them their a-hole status. This hyper-focus on sales numbers before all else results in customers receiving incorrect, dangerous advice or even advice that could put them in violation of the law. In other words, let's say somebody comes in and buys an AR pistol. And this guy tries to sell them a foregrip to go with an AR pistol. Well, that's a violation of the National Firearms Act and can could result in a felony charge. But this guy doesn't either he knows it and doesn't care, or he doesn't know that and he should. We love these kind of gun culture articles occasionally because they're our more experienced readers read it, shake their heads, and
I've seen a guy come to a concealed carry class straight from one of these guys that you're describing.
Yes.
His first gun ever. He bought it for his concealed carry class. I just happened to be asking, hey, what did you guys bring for your concealed carry class? Guy goes, Glock 20. I said,
oh, really?
The 10-millimeter Glock? He said, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay.
You're going to carry that.
And I said, you're going to conceal that and carry that. And he's like, yeah, I am. I got a holster for it and everything. And he had, you remember when Glock marketed a flashlight that went on it that was about the size of a headlight for a pickup truck?
Yeah.
Sold him one of them. And he was outfitted. He was ready to go. He had the hottest 10-millimeter ammo. And he got out there and went first round going down range. Well, he was asking the instructor if he might be able to have a loaner gun because he did not want to complete this with that 10-millimeter pistol. Which
there's a reason the FBI went away from that.
Yeah, 10-millimeter. I mean, if I'm out in the woods. And I'm in bear country, 10-millimeter all the way.
Oh, sure. Good hunting ground.
I want that 5 foot gout of fire coming out of the end of it. I want that big buck coming off of a, you know, that big recoil that I got to control, which I can. I can control the 10 millimeter. And I want that. I want it to punch a hole in that bear's skull like it does. But not as a carry gun. Not unless I'm engaging cars on a regular basis.
Yeah, plus it's a full frame pistol. That's a large gun to carry around all day. And unless it's winter and you're going to be carrying, you're going to be wearing a big coat over it, that's not a gun that's going to be easy to conceal.
You got to have it in the full frame, though. I mean, what do they make? They make the Glock. They make the little smaller 10 millimeter, 29, right. I think it is. No, I owned one. I never fired it.
Yeah.
Never fired
it. I'm sure that wouldn't be fun.
Listen, before I run out of time, thanks very much for making the shift for me. I do appreciate that. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back from Gunsight. Glad you had a good time and all that other stuff. If you guys are wanting to check out what we're talking about, everything we talked about today, except the Petito thing, you can find on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, sir, as always.
We've got hour number three coming up inbound, and well, we're just going to continue with the rant as we go, simply because, well, that's how I make most of my money. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.